This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
He chose a life of purpose. Sounds corny, like a Memorial Day speech.
Ah, Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
I'm optimistic. I've never been more optimistic in my entire life. Here's why. Democracy is not perfect. It's never been good. Perfect.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Everywhere, people are hurting. The national average is at $4.60 a gallon, so that is an all-time high. There is not one state in this country right now that has gas for less than $4 a gallon.
Bush.
And as we progress beyond Memorial Day, I now peg our odds at $5 a gallon gasoline nationwide at 60%, so that could be coming.
Yeah, stop it, stop it. Nope, nope, can't afford it.
Well, what can we afford?
Black hole in the center of your chest.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer. Howie's got the day off. He'll be back tomorrow along with Grace and her show. 844-500-4242. So we teased this last hour and Friday before we took the slide for the weekend, and that is Joe Biden appears to be set to give Americans relief. And we can all thank God for that, right? We need it. Gas is a national historical average, as Joe Biden likes, the historical average. $4 sometimes, right? $4.62 a gallon. That's the national average today. Yesterday, it's going to go higher. Prognosticators say, and historically it has gone higher over the summer. It's going to limit a lot of people's travel, I'm sure. People think twice when gas gets this high. It's never gotten this high, so people are thinking more than twice, I'm sure. Just had a weekend trip, and, we're able to do it, thank God, but it was, you got to fill up a little bit more when you travel a little further out, and it hurts. And again, as we mentioned last hour, $7.25, the federal minimum wage, places out in California charging more than that for gas. It's really eating into people's earnings. But don't worry, help is on the way. Not for everybody, though. Just those sniveling people who, they took out loans and they don't want to have to pay them back, even though they signed something saying they would. Student loan debt, $10,000 in relief to people who have student loans. How likely is a scenario? Joe Biden was supposed to discuss this at his speech at the University of Delaware on Saturday. However, because of the shooting in Uvalde where he was Sunday, he did not want to bring this up. But he thought it necessary to bring up his dead son. Never mind the $10,000 in student relief, which would have been a big hit with the graduates and their parents, I'm sure. Which, by the way, let's play this Biden cut. This is cut one on the Biden cut sheet. This is him talking to the parents at the University of Delaware, and he points up to the fans, he says, and gives the parents a bit of fake news. Cut one.
And all the parents up in the stands, this may be the best day of all. No more tuition.
No, that's isn't that when you start paying tuition? I mean, you take out the loans, yeah, when you enter college, but you got to start paying them. I believe it's 6 months after graduation, after you're done with your schooling. If you haven't re-enrolled in another school for 6 months, you have to start paying off your student loans. So that's not entirely true. And if maybe in the aspect, maybe they were thinking that he was going to forgive their student debt entirely. That's not true. But it is very likely that Joe Biden is going to forgive $10,000 in student debt for federal borrowers. And everybody's a federal borrower because we took on, well, we being the taxpayer, took on all student loans. We absorbed all student loans. That was years ago under Obama. Jacques Mosley, director of government relations at the student loan company Nelnet, which is who I was paying my student loans through, said during the company's annual meeting last week, the probability's pretty high that Joe Biden will forgive $10,000 in student loan debt. Jeff Nordic, the company's CEO, called the $1.7 trillion student debt load in the country too big. But as the Journal Star reported, the Lincoln Journal Star, Nordic said forgiving that debt wouldn't solve the rising costs of higher education because people would keep borrowing after the fact. It's very vague what the plan is here. Is this a one-time forgiveness? Is this an automatic government discount going forward? Is $10,000 going to be shaved off of everybody's student loans from here on out? And who's covering that? We know the answer to that. It's look in the mirror, as Howie likes to say. But where does this stop? Where does it start? How far back does it go? My question is, I finished paying off my student loans. It wasn't through any due diligence. It was, during the pandemic, they paused student loans. And they didn't tell me that my automatic payments weren't being withdrawn anymore. So I'm going through the entire pandemic thinking, this is great. I'm paying off my loans without any interest. They did not take my money. And they didn't tell me that they weren't going to take my money. And they didn't tell me, here's how you can keep paying your money to pay off your student loans. They didn't tell me anything. So I thought I was paying it off. Get to the get to 2021, and I take a look at my student loans, and they're still there, just as I had left them. Not a cent had changed. And imagine my shock as I'm sitting there fuming, thinking, I thought I was damn close to finally paying these off. So in a fit of frustration, I said, damn the whole thing. And earlier this year, put everything we had toward it just so we could wipe that off and move on to other issues that we have in our lives at home. So my question is this retroactive to a point where if on my tax forms over the past year, I showed a balance on my student loans, am I going to get that $10,000 check? I certainly hope so, because I've got a lot of other things I can put that towards. Can I forward it on to, can I will it to a family member, pass it on to my wife's student loans, perhaps? Those questions remain unanswered. And there are other people out there who have been paying off their student loans and maybe paid them off in recent years that would love to know if they're ever going to get a return on their investment other than the degree, if they have, in fact, used it in a useful manner. If you have a liberal arts degree or a degree in gender studies, I'm sorry that you haven't been able to completely pay off your student loans. If you have, you've been very lucky. You've beat the odds. But Joe Biden is inching toward a decision on student loan relief, and Business Insider reports have suggested the relief will be close to his $10,000. Campaign pledge and potentially targeted to those making under $125,000 a year. And I believe with the, if you were joint filing, if you're a married couple, if your earnings were under $350,000 a year, or $300,000 maybe was the benchmark, then you both were eligible to have your student loan forgiven up to $20,000, I think. But there's been no formal plan announced. But there is an expectation that Joe Biden will soon release that information, because student loan payments, the pause on them is set to expire at the end of the summer, August 31st. They were supposed to expire this month. I believe May 22nd was the deadline where that was that green light was going to turn back on, saying that these payments would have to resume. But again, for some reason, maybe it was another Omicron variant that sprung up, or no, it was monkeypox. I think monkeypox came along and scared everybody. So we, you know, I hear about monkeypox. That was very short-lived. It was a fun week.
I saw something on Twitter today. Here are the signs of monkeypox. But, yeah.
Was it picking out bugs from other people's hair? Was that a symptom? Monkeypox. But, yeah, that
You've
was...
You've been craving bananas lately.
That's an evil stereotype, Jared, and I will not have that on this show. That was one of the maybe reasons that they extended this moratorium on student loan payback to August 31st. So somewhere between now and August 31st, it's incumbent on Joe Biden to come up with this plan. He's been stalling and stalling, and all the while his approval rating has gone lower and lower. So it's kind of forcing his hand now. He's pretty much got to win some people back, because among people that are incurring student loan debt, his numbers are dropping with them. I'm talking the younger generation, the 21-year-old to 28-year-old somethings, you know, out there. They're none too happy with Joe Biden either, because they thought he would be a lot more progressive than what he is. And number two, they're paying a lot more for things than they thought they would be. And whether or not they attribute that to Joe Biden, maybe subconsciously they've had a come-to-Jesus moment and realized that it is, in fact, much of his doing. 844-500-4242. Are you happy? Are you going to be a beneficiary of Sugar Daddy Joe's student loan forgiveness, $10,000? Is there something in your life you'd like to apply that to? Or does this absolutely enrage you? I think I'm more on the side that I'm enraged simply because I'm not going to be a beneficiary anymore. I wrote myself out of the will, so to speak. I paid off my debt that I said I was going to pay off. Damn me for doing that. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The jump line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled. No, I'm sorry. This is wrong. I've got Grace's poll question. Today's poll question for Howie Carr is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers, whether residential, commercial, or land. J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what's today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which generation is the most generous and tolerant, least prejudiced, and best educated? The greatest generation, the silent generation, baby boomers, Generation X, Millennials, or Generation Z?
I'm going to go with Generation Y, Millennials, my generation. I'm a generous, tolerant, not so prejudiced, pretty well educated guy.
You are back down to 3%.
Oh no,
the Millennials.
That's terrible.
Generation Z still in the basement. Get it? At 2%, 6% for Generation X, 15% for the Silent Generation, 24% for the greatest generation, and 51% for the boomers.
Wow. A lot of selfish people out there voting for themselves. Can't imagine the ego. But that's fine, baby boomers. That's good for you. 49% or so. What? Good for you. I'm happy for you. See? I'm generous. Tolerant. Not very prejudiced. And, well, I dropped out of college, so I can't say I'm the best educated. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Well, you might have dropped out of college, but I'm sure you got your education. Because I went and I got my education, too. And it wasn't always in the books. This $10,000 forgiveness is a real scam. It's not even so much for the students with useless degrees. It's a payola for the colleges to turn out these gender study things. There's no accountability. If they actually didn't pay it off, these colleges should have to then realize they had bogus degrees. How about this? Instead of putting an income level on it, why don't you say no college with an endowment over $2 million? How's that?
Right. You describe it as payola, and you're exactly right. This is old school politics, really local level kind of stuff that still goes on today. It's the candidate for your local city council going to the old folks' home with baskets filled with lottery tickets, and there's a rigged game of bingo where everybody wins one of these baskets. And don't forget, vote for blah 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 for city council, and you've wrapped up those votes. I mean, this is pretty much the same thing. You've got gullible people who see a $10,000 decrease in their student loans, courtesy of Joseph R. Biden Jr. And he's hoping that he can secure, can I count on you as your commander in chief to vote for me or somebody I support in 2024? And that's another big question, whether or not he's going to run. Do you think he'll come back in 2024 or for 2024, Zebra?
Well, I think he's gone over the hill and he's never coming back, actually. So there's no chance for that. And I also think that you're dead on right. And thank you for trying to pay off your student loan. Honorable people will
I'm a
always
schmuck.
Get. No, you're not. You know, you're not. You're a man who charts his own course and isn't owing his life to anybody. And that's worth everything that you paid. Everything that you paid. No one owns you.
I don't know. I think I might take the Howie Carr road on this one. I think I'd rather have the $10,000 check. I appreciate it, though, Zebra. Thank you very much. 844-500-4242 if you want to weigh in on the $10,000 in student loan forgiveness. I mean, where does that gravy train end? Really, it's a losing scenario if you really think about it. Okay, so this midterm cycle, you win the hearts and minds of a lot of people, but next class of, the class of 2020, what would it be, 4 years from now, 2026, 2027, I mean, they're enrolling. Are they going to get that $10,000 write-off, if you will? Are they going to be able to count on that?
And really, the $10,000, it's a nice little boon, but that's pretty much just the interest on part of the loan. So you're really not even saving anything in the long term. If they really wanted to help out with student loan, reduce the interest rate for the life of the loan. That would be the way to go.
It is a drop in the bucket, but it's a nice five-figure round number that sounds great to a lot of people. Sounds great to me. If I had known that he was doing this, I would have held off a little longer. Why not? Be right back. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. Still learning more about the Uvalde shooting almost a week after it happened in Uvalde, Texas. We now know that it was 78 minutes that the gunman was inside the school, and police did not do anything to impede his slaughter. That's incredible. It's unthinkable. One of the points that has been brought up, one of the talking points that has been brought up, or one of the suggestions, rather, is that we arm the school teachers. I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think. I haven't really given it that much thought because I just don't think it's a feasible thing. Maybe one day in the future we'll rethink it. But Randy Weingarten, who's head of the teachers union, is talking about this. She had a really weird way of putting it. Very, very strange. This is cut one, Jared.
They don't trust us, particularly in Texas, which is where they've banned books and, you know, stopped kids from talking about their, you know, who they are and their sexuality, and can, you know, basically say to parents, if your kids are trans, we're gonna, you know, we're gonna escape you. So what we need to actually do is we need to tell them, if you trust us so much to carry a gun, why don't you trust us to do what our work really is? Trust us to be the mind workers. We're not the body armor people. We are the mind workers.
The mind workers? What does that mean? Is it like a, like Spock, like a Vulcan mind meld?
Our minds are moving closer. Closer, 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 James Kirk.
Oh my God. She really thinks a lot of herself in the work she does. Mind workers. Just 2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 4 = 8. Spell dog, spell cat. Thank you very much. I don't need all that woke crap being shoved down our children's throats. And no, school should not be a place where sexuality is discussed freely and openly and as a subject of curriculum, something that somebody's going to be graded on, whether it's on a report card or the child's individual ESG score, which you may laugh now, but I'm sure that's being talked about among the teachers at some level. 844-500-4242. Again, talking about the $10,000 in student loan forgiveness that some people may be eligible for. It would be a lot of people. I believe Nelnet said it would bring their, was it Nelnet or was it another company? It was Nelnet. It would bring their future cash flow from $1.8 billion to about $1.2 billion. So $600 million would be dispersed among student loan borrowers, or at least that's what would be eaten into in Nelnet's bottom line. That's what they'd have to eat. Again, I'm enraged only because the fact I'm not going to be a beneficiary. I say that kind of in jest. Yeah, I'm with Howie on this. If you signed up to pay a loan and you took it knowing what your career path was going to be, or you had an idea of what you wanted to do, what you wanted to major in with some confidence, and you followed through on that to some degree, even if you didn't, like myself. Like I said, I didn't graduate. I dropped out, but I still paid off my debt. You've got to pay your loans. We all have to. That's what our credit system is based on. If you're not doing that, if you're relying on the government to do that for you, what good is a credit score? Dennis, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Taylor. Great job, my friend.
Thanks.
I have a couple of quick points. You have the common sense to put any education you had to use. A lot of people don't. So education isn't wasted on somebody like yourself. I had talked to Howie like a week or two ago, and I asked him, where is this money coming from, these $40 billion that they're sending to Ukraine? And the same with this paying off student loans. I mean, he said, well, they're printing it. So one of my points was, well, that's the only company, the only industry that Biden hasn't destroyed is the ink producers. The other thing is, you know, I live out in the countryside in North Carolina, and I'm going to be calling the sheriff's office tomorrow. You know, today's a great holy day for us veterans, but I want to see if they can put us old timers, you know, to use ex-military or police, whatever. And just patrol, back up, you know, the police that are at the school. I got a granddaughter. She's in elementary school. And just use us, if we can volunteer, keep us around the perimeter. And, you know, that's common sense.
Yeah, I had seen that. I had seen that, Dennis. There was a picture going around social media over the weekend of a gentleman who was stationed outside his, I believe it was his daughter's elementary school, and he was just standing watch, and the other parent went up to him and asked, well, what are you doing here? He said, after what happened in Uvalde, I can't in all good conscience just stand by and not do anything. So he stood there at the school and stood watch. I wouldn't be opposed to that as part of a parent volunteer program, of course, with people that are obviously vetted and background checked and whatnot. I wouldn't be opposed to that if people have the ability to do so on a purely volunteer basis. I'd be all in favor of that. But a lot of these schools, most of them, I'm not sure, maybe the smaller school districts, but many of them have that in the police department budget is a school resource officer. And that's at least one person who's in that school who is armed and trained to try to cut down on situations like what happened in Uvalde. But again, the details are fuzzy. Still, 6 days later, what happened? What was the response, the immediate response in that school? First, we heard that the gunman was confronted by an SRO. Then we heard that they weren't confronted by an SRO. You know, we heard he was able to gain entry through an unlocked door. Then we learned that the door was propped open. And as I said Friday, I mean, it was just a perfect storm of just happenstance things that came together to allow this shooter to do what he did. And it's again, unthinkable what happened, and the response is unimaginable as well. There is going to be hell to pay from a lot of these parents. I can't imagine the horror that they're going through this week as they're burying their children. Thanks very much for the call, Dennis. Jeremiah, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
You asked a question about where will this gravy train end?
Mm-hmm.
It'll end probably when our money has a yearly inflation rate of 1,000%, which is what happened in Brazil many years ago.
Oof.
They went socialistic terror, spent all sorts of money, printed it up, and all the rest of it. I also like to remember the Weimar Republic, where they screwed the economy up so badly, they invited Hitler in, number one. The other thing, too, I mean, Venezuela had the same problem, and they invited in Maduro, and now they can't get rid of him, and they're all starving. And the other thing,
I mean,
that's
what Trump said, right, when he was on the campaign trail in 2020, is you elect Biden, and you will get a socialist country, like what happened in Brazil and many other countries. You will get a socialist country. And he's unfortunately had to take the victory lap on that and continues to do so, but it's a fact, and that's exactly what he said, and that's exactly what we're ending up with. Go ahead and finish up, Jeremiah.
Well, the last thing point I want to make is you'll see one thing that'll move this right ahead of everything else. I was reading some books on what Brazil did during their inflationary time. The sales of freezers will go through the roof. There won't be enough supply to supply people with freezers. I mean, that's just simple. That's about they're buying the food. They used to buy it. They'd cash their check and spend it, because if they didn't spend it in a week, it wasn't worth anything the next week.
Mm.
Okay?
That's frightening.
Thank you
very much for the call. I'm all set on that front. When I bought my house, somebody left a 1950s General Electric fridge in the basement, and it works. I dare say it works better than the brand-new fridge that we have upstairs. I love that thing. It's got the 50s styling on it. It's very cool. But yeah, I'll be okay there for now. 844-500-4242. Bulya, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Bulya.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I guess I was supposed to talk about the student loans, which I think is appalling for everybody who's paid their debt to society. These freeloaders think they should get something for nothing. But what I really wanted to say is nobody's bringing up the elephant in the room. That is Joe Biden. Who is actually running this country? Biden obviously is not. He doesn't have his capacities. Somebody else is running this country, and somebody should look into it because it's bringing this country down.
Yeah, do you have any thoughts on that, Bolia? We've talked about this many times before. A lot of people think it's Condoleezza Rice. Some people think it's Kamala Harris. Some people think it's even bigger, shadowier people than that. But what's your thought?
Well, I just don't understand how Congress, especially Republicans, don't come back at this. He is ruining this country. I mean, this is something, I mean, I've got children, grandchildren, the great-grandchild. Their future is at hand, and I think this man and this regime that he has is bringing this country down.
There's no doubt about it. Look around. Go take a walk through your grocery store. Talk to anybody there, how it's affecting them, and people are cutting back wherever they can. I know people in my family, they're carpooling to work now together. Before they would take their individual vehicles and you know, they'd be subject to their own schedules whenever they got out of work or whenever they had to start work, but now they're forced to kind of bend it a little longer and take it to take a little more time and save a little bit more money. It's tough for a lot of people out there. And it's even hitting the people that, again, thought they were resilient to such inflationary pressures, but it's hitting everybody. And thank God the temperatures are heating up. I wasn't going to fill my oil tank again this year. I didn't check. It's dead of winter. You need oil to heat your home. You're not going to not buy oil. But it was hitting close to $1,000 to fill the tank. Very, very close. And I'll be watching oil prices very closely this summer and fall. Fill up at the exact right time, hopefully. Take one more before the break, and that's you, Steve. Go ahead. You're next on the Howie Carr Show.
Taylor, I think it's wise of you to pay your debt take the $10,000 and run, because every time the government gives you something, it diminishes your character a little bit. When you get something for nothing or something from other people, it diminishes your character. And I think we as conservatives should not take those handouts, and we should encourage others not to take them.
I mean, but do you base that on who's sending the check, Steve? I mean, we got relief from President Trump when he sent out the relief checks during the pandemic, and we got the checks from Joe Biden. I cashed both of those without giving thought to either or. I didn't care. It was money that came in the mail. I mean, if I'm not cashing it, is it making that much of a difference? Did you cash both checks?
I did not. I cashed neither. I didn't need the money, and I'm not going to take it from the government because it's a form of charity that I don't deserve. Money that you earn, you deserve. And that's what this Democratic regime is doing to this country. They're making everyone want to stand there with their hand out.
You're a better man than I, Gunga Din. Thank you very much, Steve. 844-500-4242-207. Taylor, you said Condoleezza Rice. I think you meant Susan. Yes, I'm sorry. Faux pas. Mea culpa. Before we go to the break, I do have to tell you that the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack Special is continuing through this week here on the Howie Carr Show. We get asked all the time, does it really work? And of course, the answer is yes. We've been promoting this product for a long time. That's because we know it works. We've got them here in the studio. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are: number one, odors. Could be pet odors, tobacco, musty basement smells. That's where I use mine. That's where Jared uses his, in our musty basements where we don't want that smell because we've got precious cargo in our basements that's worth a few bucks, hopefully. And we're going to have to depend on those things if they become currency one day. Number two, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems. Pollen's crazy right now. I'm sure if you stepped outside this morning and you left your car there all weekend because you didn't want to go anywhere and then pay these exorbitant gas prices, there's a nice fresh coating of pollen on there that you could take out a ruler and possibly get a reading on it. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you're a value shopper like so many of our listeners, this is the offer for you. The Eden Pure air purifier does not take up any floor space, small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing now, and there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com. Put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this. The Howie Carr Show.
Something I'm really looking forward to when I get home tonight. Norm MacDonald's last stand-up act is on Netflix. And they've done something interesting with it where he did not get to perform his latest special before he passed away because of the pandemic. And when you know, everything got back to normal, I think he was at a point where he didn't want to go on stage anymore, or maybe he was in the works. I don't know, but it's his last special. It's called Nothing Special, and he recorded it in his apartment in front of his laptop, and they interspersed the routines he does with a lot of his friends talking about him and breaking down his latest special, so that'll be required viewing for any Norm fans out there. He was always good for, you know, any lull in the day or anything, you just look up a few Norm MacDonald clips and it just makes the day go by so much faster. The guy was never-ending funny. 844-500-4242. John, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how you doing, Taylor?
Great.
Hey, look, Biden can't, I don't think he can legally forgive student loan debt. That's a private contract. The executive powers aren't there to do that.
Private contract between whom?
Between the student and the loan giver.
Well, the loan giver is, in this instance, the U.S. government. We took on student loans. Student loans are now absorbed by the U.S. government.
Okay, but Congress controls the purse strings. All debts are paid for either by the debtor or by the lender. So where does the money come from? He doesn't have the power to just wave a wand. He's not a dictator.
Not yet. But wait until maybe this will be a joint action. He'll take away your 9mm handgun, John, and forgive your student loans all at the same time. So it's a slap in the face and the kiss in the mail all at the same time. Thanks very much for the call. It's a good question. I mean, he's addressed that before. I think Nancy Pelosi has actually said that he doesn't have the power to forgive student loans, that it would take an act of Congress to do so. So that's an interesting point for you to bring up again. I'm not sure exactly what the process is. Maybe he'll put some pressure on Congress to do so. Doubt if it'll win. I don't know if that's a winning issue for a lot of people. It's a very divisive issue, I think. Again, where does the gravy train start and when does it stop? I mean, does this go retroactive? Does it go proactive at all? Or is it just for people who have current student loans at this point in time? Is it a write-off for all future student loans? If it is, it's meaningless. I mean, institutions are just going to jack up the prices to account for that loss. So what good does it? That's more inflation. Jump line coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.